If somebody intensely disliked to go somewhere, you say he blank dreaded the place.
He was afraid to go?
Yeah, did you ever hear anybody say something like he plumb dreaded it or he purely dreaded it?
Yes. He purely dreaded to go?
Like if you had, like the other day when you were going to go to Jackson. What was that you said?
Oh, I said I was afraid to go. Scared to go.
Okay, if it wasn't just a little cold this morning, you might say it was...
freezing?
Or maybe not freezing, but it was...
cool.
Okay. How about if your mother cooked something that you like, you might tell her it's good, or you could emphasize it, you might say, Mom, that's...
I would say that was delicious.
Or you might say that's
real good.
Okay. What would you say if you got excited? You know, somebody came in and said something, you got excited. What do you normally say?
Oh, what you mean, like upset me?
Well, no, you just startled, you know, excited.
Oh, I would
like,
say.
Like, wow, somebody set off a firecracker.
I said, don't do that, you crazy.
How about if something was shocking, as reported, or perhaps attributed to you, like someone's been telling tales or something? You might show a kind of resentment by saying,
why the hell you said that?
Okay, you might say,
why the very hell you said that? I wouldn't say it like that.
What would you say? You say, why the very?
I say, why the hell you said that?
Okay. All right, when you meet somebody, what is it you say by way of greeting, asking about their health?
I say, good evening, how are you?
And when you're introduced to a stranger, what might you say?
Pleased to meet you.
Are you shaking your hands?
I shake the hands and say, pleased to meet you. No further than old folks' home.
If you've enjoyed somebody's visit, you might say, come.
Come in.
All right, yeah, they're leaving. You might say, come.
Come again, soon.
All right, what do you say when you meet somebody on December 25th?
Merry Christmas.
Did you ever say anything different when you were a kid?
For me? No, I just said Merry Christmas.
Did you ever hear Christmas gift?
I had a lot of people say that, but I don't.
You know what it means?
That's the same as Merry Christmas.
Okay. All right, what would you say to someone on January 1st?
Happy New Year's.
Okay. And is there anything you might say by way of appreciation besides thank you? Like you might say, I'm much...
much obliged.
Okay, you ever say
and
that?
I appreciate it very much.
All right, if you're not sure whether you will have time to do something or not, you say, I blank I'll have the time.
I doubt if I'll have the time.
All right. All right, and okay. You might say I have to go downtown and do some
shopping.
Okay, and let's say you went down there and bought something, and the storekeeper took a piece of paper and what?
Wrapped it.
Okay, when you got home, you had to
unwrap it.
Okay, and if you sell something for less than you pay for it, you say I had to sell it.
Cheaper than what I paid for.
Or I had to sell it
at a discount price.
Hey, would you ever say anything like I had to sell it at a loss?
Lower?
At a loss.
At a loss?
Yeah, I
wouldn't even think of it.
Okay. Okay. Alright, if you admire something but you don't have enough money to buy it, you say, I like it, but it...
I say, I like it, but I can't afford it.
Alright. It
costs too much.
Okay. And the time to pay the bill, you say the bill is?
Due.
Okay, and if you belong to a club or something like that, you have to pay your?
Dues.
Okay. And if you need a couple bucks, you might go to your neighbor and?
Borrow it.
Okay. And if you're, say you're at a bank or something.